This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has asserted that India is not going to live under the shadow of terror and nuclear blackmail, adding that Pakistan has stopped state-sponsored terrorism. He highlighted that Islamabad's proxy war will no longer be tolerated. CDS General Chauhan stated this while delivering a lecture on future wars and warfare at Savitribai Phule Pune University yesterday.
Now Pakistan is faced with a different kind of a prospect, that he faces military action in case we find terror happening against us. And also we have kind of raised the bar. We have connected terror to water and we have drawn out new lines for military operations against terror.
BJP has criticized the leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for allegedly undermining Operation Sindoor. In a video shared on social media, BJP MP Sambit Patra has alleged that Mr. Gandhi has insulted Operation Sindoor, the Indian Army and the country. Reacting to Congress MP Rahul Gandhi's remark during an event in Bhopal yesterday, Mr. Patra said, "Such remarks do not befit any civilized politician, any leader of the opposition or any politician."
राहुल गांधी ने मध्य प्रदेश में अपने एक भाषण के दौरान न केवल ऑपरेशन सिंदूर अपितु भारत के सेना और भारतवर्ष का घोर अपमान किया है। जिस प्रकार से, जिस लहजे से ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के विषय में राहुल गांधी ने बात किया, वह किसी भी सभ्य राजनेता, वह किसी भी लीडर ऑफ ऑपोजिशन या किसी भी पॉलिटिशियन को न केवल शोभा नहीं देता, अपितु वो पॉलिटिशियन फिट ही नहीं हो सकता है जो अपने देश के लिए, जो अपनी मातृभूमि के लिए सरेंडर जैसे शब्द का प्रयोग करता है।
In Sikkim, the evacuation process at Lachin and Chattan will resume this morning at around 6 a.m. Yesterday, 34 people were rescued safely by the IAF and the NDRF teams. The army established a vital foot route between Lachin and Chattan, enabling airlifting from Chattan helipad today. District Collector of Mangan, Anand Jain, said that there are around 130 tourists still stranded at Lachin. He said that they all are safe and staying in their hotels. He further said that the mobile communication has been disrupted at Lachin, but communication is on through NDRF satellite phones. Moreover, the Tourism Department has issued advisory for tourists that roads leading to Lachin and Lachung are temporarily closed due to the landslides, but there is no problem in visiting other places in Sikkim. In a major boost to rural housing in Maharashtra, the central government has sanctioned an additional 10,29,957 houses for the state under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin for the financial year 2025-26. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis shared the news on social media, thanking Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan for their continued support. As part of the ongoing Yogandhra 2025 campaign initiated by the government of Andhra Pradesh, a large-scale theme-based yoga session was held in Peda Ganagavalla Vanipeta, a coastal village in Srikakulam district yesterday. The event, which saw the enthusiastic participation of over 3,000 fishermen, was aimed at promoting yoga as a daily health practice, particularly among communities whose livelihood depends on the physical endurance and mental strength. Royal Challengers Bengaluru have clinched the Indian Premier League trophy for the first time. They defeated Punjab Kings by 6 runs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. On winning the maiden IPL title, RCB skipper Rajat Patidar said, "Virat Kohli and all the fans deserve this win more than anyone else." He also thanked the team, management and coaching staff for supporting every player.
"I think for me it's a great opportunity, you know, to do captaincy under him, and it was a great learning for me. And as I said, I think he deserved more than anyone else, Virat Kohli and all the fans. And after that, I think everyone who has supported, the management, support staff, coaching staff, I think the way they have supported every player, I think that was beautiful. I just want to say one line for the fans: E Sala Cup Nandu."
After being invited to bat first, RCB scored 190 for 9 in stipulated 20 overs. In response to Punjab Kings, could manage to score 184 in the stipulated 20 overs. For RCB, Krunal Pandya's spell was the game changer, as he gave only 17 runs in his 4 overs and also picked up 2 crucial wickets. For his extraordinary bowling, Pandya got the Player of the Match award. And that is the end of this news bulletin.